glory and grace.
Welcome to Moments of Inspiration, an international Christian ministry sponsored by many Christians and churches of Christ interested in sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ. Every message and program is designed to honor Jesus Christ, who is Lord of Lords and King of Kings. We invite you to listen for the next 15 minutes as we present a time of worship with inspirational songs and a biblical message brought by MOI's featured speaker, Max Pratt. Please join us now for a few moments of inspiration. In presenting our songs and teaching, we seek to glorify the Lord Jesus Christ and to impart a blessing from His teaching to all who listen. We consider it a privilege to speak about our Savior to you. May the Lord be honored and all of us edified through the Word of God.
Blue as sky, cloudy day, whether it's good or bad that tends to come my way. From the highest hill or deepest valley, I will claim His rest. For the one who loves me makes me richly blessed. Fresh delight, deep lament. Whether in joy or pain, I've learned to be content. For the one who fills me with His Spirit always knows what's best. And the one who loves me makes me richly blessed. And I know that life is like a ship that sails out on the sea. Sometimes sailed by the calm and sometimes plunged.
And sometimes plunged into the
fumes. My heart provides a
warm and sweet caress.
For the one who loves me makes me richly blessed. Blue as sky, cloudy day, whether it's good or bad that tends to come my way. From the highest hill or deepest valley, I will claim His rest. For the one who loves me makes me richly blessed. For the one who loves me makes me richly blessed.
The account of Noah and the ark is a very interesting and intriguing one from the Holy Scriptures. The Bible tells us that God called upon Noah, a righteous man, to build an ark. The purpose of the ark was to save Noah and his family, along with the land animals of the earth, from the flood. Believing God and His word, Noah and his sons built the giant ark, preparing for the coming flood. The Bible says that during the construction of the ark, that Noah's work and example of faithfulness made him a preacher of righteousness before the sinful world. God's warning was being given to the people through Noah to turn from their wickedness. Noah didn't convince anyone to join him in making preparation for the flood. Only Noah, his wife, his sons, and their wives were saved from the flood waters. I've often tried to envision Noah's preaching. Did he stand among the towering beams that framed the ark and warn of the coming flood? Or did he just keep on building the ark when the world around him thought him to be crazy? And by his actions, he then declared his faith in God and in His spoken word. Just the challenge of building such a large boat boggles my mind. If I had all the modern-day tools and plenty of electricity to run them, and of course, a nearby lumber and hardware store, it would still be beyond my ability to build an ark of 450 feet long, 75 feet wide, and 45 feet high. The Scriptures just tell us that Noah did everything God told him to do. So he built the ark. I'm convinced that it took a great deal of perseverance to build it, not only because of the great challenge of the construction itself, but in building it with the unbelieving world around him. Noah built the ark because of his faith. He continued steadfastly in the work year after year. He finished the ark, and then he obeyed the Lord by entering into it with all the creatures of the earth. Perseverance is a character trait that enables people who possess it to keep on even when opposition is pressing against us. It is to be steadfast and having an enduring spirit. I think Noah must have had a full load of it. But perseverance isn't to be limited to only a few of God's people who are called upon to do great things. The Bible teaches us who follow Jesus to develop this kind of character. The fact is that Satan's controlled world is in opposition to everything Christ would will for us to be and to do. Living by faith in Jesus Christ is to find ourselves on opposite sides of nearly every issue in life. In our world today, opposition abounds against godliness. Perseverance is the quality that strengthens us in the fight to protect and defend the truth of God's holy word. This quality is needed within the heart and lives of all of God's people. For we wrestle against the powers of Satan. The Apostle Paul wrote of his own battles against the schemes of the devil. He advises us all to take the armor of God and protect ourselves from the darts he will throw at our personal faith. Jesus Christ will instill this quality in our hearts. He can make us into one who can be and will be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. Galatians 6 and verse 9 says, "Let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up." And I like the moving and powerful statements of the Apostle Paul in 1 Corinthians 16:13, where he writes, "Be on your guard. Stand firm in the faith. Be men of courage. Be strong." The Lord Jesus Christ seeks to instill perseverance into every soul on earth. Just like Noah, our lives will not always be that easy. Great challenges will be set before us. Opposition will surround us. Let Jesus instill this character in your life today. To have the blessing of this great character and many other honorable traits, we must open up our hearts to the Word of God and to its call of righteousness. We are praying that you will hear the Lord Jesus calling you and that you will answer His call. Through the abiding of His Holy Spirit, the Father has blessed thousands with the strength to live courageous lives. You can be one more who is richly blessed.
Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are filled with your glory. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are filled with your glory.
Hosanna! 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 In the highest!
Hosanna!
Hosanna!
Thank you for tuning in to Moments of Inspiration. This ministry exists to honor Jesus and to encourage you in your walk of faith with Him. For more information, you can visit our website, momentsofinspiration.org. We offer free of charge a modern English version of the Bible. We also offer the New Life Behavioral Studies as a correspondence course. These studies help us understand the value of knowing Jesus and living the Christian life. If you're interested in these or other studies, you can write us at Moments of Inspiration, P.O. Box 653, Ballinger, Texas 76821. Again, our address is Moments of Inspiration, P.O. Box 653, Ballinger, Texas 76821. You may also contact us by email, moiradio@sbcglobal.net. Once again, our website is momentsofinspiration.org, where you will find more information about our ministry. Please join us next week for Moments of Inspiration. Moments is produced at KRUN 1400 AM in Ballinger, Texas.
In the light of His glory.